I'm here at the Dixie Deer Classic in Raleigh, North Carolina, talking with Reese Unz. And Reese, you're one of the exhibitors here. Tell me your company and where you're from.
Okay, it's Porter Climb Incorporated. I make the Cadillac deer hunting stand, two-piece climbing stand. I brought the stand up here the first time anybody ever saw it. It's 1980, the first show they had here. So I've been here at the show every year. This is the 29th year. And it's a good tree stand. People keep using them. Problem is, they don't go to bed. They use it for 15 years. But it is a good tree stand, and it's a super show. So if you're anywhere around listening to this or whatever, you should come to the show. It's all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There'll be a lot of deer heads on display. It's a nice show.
Well, it's just getting started, and I know this is a work day. We got a lot of kids out here this morning, but traffic will probably pick up. And got any idea what kind of crowds come through this thing?
Well, we've been years in the past, we've had like 15,000 people or better come through. And we're opening now at 9 o'clock rather than 4 o'clock in the afternoon so we can bring the kids in. Mm-hmm. We want the kids to come in here and see this stuff and get more orientated for hunting too. So a lot of the high schools are bringing their kids in today as a field trip or whatever. So it's working out great.
Well, I think that's just great because one of the things I've just heard even this week kind of in the agricultural community is how our urban youth today just haven't got that exposure of the farm, and you know, to get them to have an opportunity to see and talk and interact with people and learn more about it at a young age can just be good for our whole culture.
Oh yeah, it's got to be good for everybody. It's good for the kids, it's good for the country, and it brings them in here during the day, and it gives them an opportunity to look around before the big crowds come on Saturday and Sunday. So I think it's a great opportunity for the kids.
Well, your stands look great. In fact, I think I've got a relative that has one of these, and unfortunately, I'm flying. These don't look like they'll fit in the overhead on the plane very well, but
they will go. They'll go on a plane without a problem. But it's a two-piece climbing stand made out of steel tubing, and I built this stand, patented back in 1980.
Yeah.
And it's been a good tree stand. The problem is they last too long. But it is a great
but
stand.
We're glad you build them that way. Not everybody does today.
And they're built right in my shop here in Charlotte, so they're all U.S.-made stuff. There's nothing other stuff overseas, so I feel right proud of it.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Reese Unz here with Porter Climb at the Dixie Deer Classic. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.